Episode 66 of What the Cluck. This week, we're going to talk about the best Christmas presents for your chickens, guys. So stick with me. Hi there, and welcome to this episode of What the Cluck, a podcast devoted to keeping chickens for fun and self-sufficiency. I'm Matt from Frugal Chicken, and in this episode, we are going to talk about the five top Christmas presents for your chickens. And even though your chicken flock are pets or just a chicken flock, at the same time, there are a number of great gifts you can get for them this time of year that are going to do things like prevent bad behaviors and keep them healthy and all of that fun stuff. So this is going to be an action-packed episode. It's going to have a lot of really good ideas that you guys are definitely going to want to jump on. And the other thing I should mention is that in this episode, we're not just going to talk about gifts that you can buy. I will definitely tell you where you can buy them, but I'm also going to tell you how you can make them at home. So it's going to be a really fun episode, so stick around. Now, before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Manapro Poultry, and I have partnered with them because they have the best chicken products on the market. I love their products. That's why I support them, guys. Now, winter is upon us. In some parts of the country, it is definitely snowing. And Manapro has a full array of non-GMO organic chicken feed that will ensure that your chickens get the best nutrition possible when the mercury dips. Now, in addition to their feeds, Manapro also has a lot of chicken treats, which we will talk about in this episode, as well as a line of chicken coops, nesting boxes, and all of those accessories that will make your chicken coop that much better and make your chickens' lives better. Now, you can catch up with Manapro at www.manapro.com. Now, moving on to our episode, this week we are going to talk about the top five gifts for your chickens. And it seems, probably to you maybe a little bit, that this episode is somewhat frivolous. But if you follow me for a while, one thing that you do know is that I support chicken toys. I think that they're a good idea. And the reason for that is even though on the surface they seem frivolous and, maybe a little bit ridiculous, at the same time, they do serve a very important purpose when it comes to your flock. As we know, chickens are very bright. They are smart creatures. And given the right circumstances, they can turn into a Lord of the Flies situation very, very quickly. And I know this for a fact because I've experienced it. And I also have readers and people who listen to What the Cluck and people who watch my reality show on the Frugal Chicken Facebook page who regularly do ask me for advice about chickens that pick on each other. It is something that does happen. And toys and, chicken toys are a way to sort of avert those bad behaviors. It's a way to distract your chickens from developing those bad behaviors. So that's why, I wanted to do this episode. It's a little bit in the spirit of the holidays coming up. It is November 29th when I'm recording this. But at the same time, when winter comes and the chickens tend to be in the coop more, or they tend to not want to go out because it's snowy or slushy and they don't want to deal with it, bad behaviors can set in very easily. And they can set in very quickly and in ways that make your life difficult. Let's put it that way. So I did want to go ahead and do an episode about different toys that you can get for your chickens that they will definitely appreciate this winter. And like I mentioned in the intro, we are going to also go over where you can buy them, as well as how you can make them at home. So just remember that even though we're talking about things that you can buy in this episode, we are also going to go over how to make them at home so that you don't have to spend money on it. Now, the very first chicken toy product I wanted to talk about are chicken swings. And, these are sort of the probably would get the worst rap about being sort of a frivolous item to purchase for your chickens. But chickens really do seem to enjoy it. What they can do on the chicken swings is they can perch on it, and they realize very quickly that they can use their weight to make the swing go back and forth. And that to them is just an entertaining something to do. And I imagine at times with chickens, they tend to feel maybe a little bit like prisoners do, where, they're stuck in this coop all day or on the run, and, they're just biding their time until it's time to eat or it's time to sleep. And that's why a lot of those bad behaviors tend to set in. So the chicken swing gives them something to do. It gives them something, to distract them from the boredom of being in the coop all day or being in the run all day. Now, there are a lot of different options for chicken swings out there, and there's not one particular product that I support. To me, a chicken swing is a chicken swing is a chicken swing. So, I advise you to go ahead and pick the one that works best for you. The one that I recommend you can find at thefrugalchicken.com/chicken swing, and that will take you to Amazon to the product that I use and the product that I like. However, again, I don't stand behind necessarily one particular product when it comes to chicken swings. So pick the one that works the best for you. If it's the one that I use, great. If not, that's fine too. Now let's talk a bit about how to make this at home though. Because as I'm sure you can imagine, these are actually not that difficult to make at home. And there is a little bit of an advantage to making it at home, which is that you can use naturally found items. Oftentimes we tend to think that mass-produced items or plastic items are a good idea. In some ways they are, because they're easy to clean, they're easy to wash, they're easier to care for, they don't deteriorate in the same way as natural found objects do. But on our farm, I've found that using natural perches, such as branches or logs or whatever we happen to find around the farm, even old pieces of wood, it does a really good job as a natural perch. And the chickens seem to like it. And I think, for me, I like how it lends a more natural air to our coops and our runs. And the nice thing about it, too, is that we can actually expand the space in our runs by going vertical, basically. We talk about gardening and vertical gardening. You can apply the same sort of idea to your chicken coop. So we do that a lot. If we have a few more hens that we would like to have in the coop, then what we do is we start adding natural perches in there so that everybody has a place to go if they want to get away from everybody else, or so that everyone feels that they have enough wing room, so to speak, to make them feel comfortable. So when it comes to a chicken swing, going ahead and using a naturally found twig or branch is a good idea. You want to make sure, however, that the branch you choose is fairly wide. And by wide, I mean it has a fairly thick circumference, just to give your chickens more to rest on. Chickens don't wrap their toes around a perch, so to speak, like other birds do. They're not going to necessarily jump on a branch and wrap their toes around it to hold on. They tend to sit more flat-footed. So using a thicker circumferenced branch or log is a really good place to start. Now, to make your chicken swing, all you need to do is just drill a hole in each end vertically on the log so that you're able to put string through it and then tie the string. And then you want to have probably a good 2 feet of string, depending on how tall your tree that you're putting it on, or how tall the, wherever you're going to hang it from. Depending on how far that is off the ground, it's going to dictate how long the string of the rope is going to be. But you definitely want to tie the rope off at one end so that it creates the swing for your chickens to rest on. And then just have enough length of rope. And I suggest using rope as opposed to something like a chain. If you use something like a chain, they might get a toe caught in it, or they might get a wing feather or some part of their body caught in it. Because let's face it, even though we don't want them to, chickens will fight and they are masters at getting into trouble. Let's just face it. So I do suggest using something like rope because it's more solid and they're not going to get hurt as easily in it. But just have enough length of that rope so that it can get off the ground but not be so high that they're not going to necessarily use it. I would definitely suggest keeping it close enough to the ground so that they still have access to it easily and it's in sort of their daily line of vision, so to speak. Now, the next item on our list is a xylophone. And if you don't know what that is, you probably do know what it is, well, let's face it. But if you're not quite sure what I'm talking about those children's xylophones where they have a lot of different colors on them. And then obviously it's a musical instrument, so it makes noise. And I can't take credit for this one, for this idea. You've probably seen that video going viral on Facebook that shows chickens playing with a xylophone. So I can't take credit for it, but I really like the idea of it because chickens are very motivated by color. They do see color and they can distinguish colors. And at the same time, chickens, as we know, are pretty smart. They seemed in the video to very much enjoy the idea of making music, or at least entertaining themselves with the different tones of the notes. So this is something that we are definitely going to try this winter. I can see it being a, you know, sort of a mental exercise for them, an opportunity for them to exercise their intelligence, and also just a way to distract them sort of from boredom. And it would be even better if you spent some time with them and, you know, trained them a little bit as they hit a particular note or a particular color. Give them a treat. See what happens. You know, you might end up having some musical chickens on your hands. Now, if you wanted to know the xylophone that I plan to buy, you can go to thefrugalchicken.com/xylophone, and that will take you to the one that I plan to buy. I do suggest going with one that has different colors on it, because chickens are attracted to the different colors, and I could just see it being a lot more entertaining for them than just the noise in and of itself. But if you can't do that, or if it doesn't appeal to you, then, you know, just one that's a single color would work just as well also. Now, unfortunately, this is the one item on our list that I can't really tell you how to make, because I don't really know how to make a xylophone, a musical instrument like that. But one thing that you can do at home, if you don't want to go ahead and buy one, is if you happen to have one hanging around, and if you have small children or if you have grandchildren, you probably do have one of these hanging around because it's very popular to give children. I know that we have one hanging around. My kids still play with it, so I can't put it out in the chicken coop. Anyways, so if you have one hanging around, you can easily repurpose it as a chicken toy for your coop. So that is the second idea on our list, and I think it's a good one. Like I said, I can't take credit for it, but it's one I can definitely recommend because I think it will, you know, bring your chickens hours of happiness. Now, the third Christmas present for your chickens on our list are actually my Frugal Chicken Nesting Herbs. Now, this is a brand new product that I just premiered over Black Friday, and it has sold really, really well. Basically, what this product is it's the herbs that I give my own chickens. So it's a custom blend that I've put together specifically because I believe that these are the herbs that, you know, help your chickens be healthy. And the herbs are oregano, sage, mint, and calendula, which is perfect for those golden yolks that everybody is desiring as they raise backyard chickens. That's usually why a lot of us get chickens. But this is a custom blend of herbs that I've specifically put together for you guys. And you can go ahead and grab those at thefrugalchicken.com/chicken herbs. Now, one of the reasons I chose the herbs in this product is because they're specifically geared towards helping you raise healthy chickens. Now, the way you use the product is you just go ahead and sprinkle the herbs in their nesting boxes. And as they're laying there and they're laying their eggs, they're going to go ahead and pick at the herbs. So they'll get the healthy benefits of it. The other thing that you can do is you can go ahead and mix it into their feed. You know, either way will work very, very well. But these are the herbs that I rely on every day, and they are the herbs that my chickens love and the reason why they are so healthy. Now, if you did want to make this at home, all that you need to do is go ahead and buy the herbs separately, and then just go ahead and mix them all together. Or if you happen to have them growing on your farm, that would be perfect too. My chicken nesting box herbs are all organic. So if you have an organic farm, you grow your food organically, you can easily recreate these at home. So again, the URL for those are thefrugalchicken.com/chicken herbs. And they are $10 for 4 ounces, and the 4 ounces should last your coop or your hens about a month. Now, the next product on our list is ManaPro's Mealworm Medley and a hanging basket to put the block into. Now, the Mealworm Medley is obviously, it's got mealworms in it, and it's basically just a block of chicken treat. So it's a single block about 3 inches by 3 inches. And the nice thing about it is that you can go ahead and put it in the hanging basket. And if it lasts longer than 5 seconds, which it doesn't last very long in my coop because my chickens love it so much, it will help your chickens by giving them an extra treat that's full of nutrients and protein and all the vitamins that are good for them. But it also helps them mentally because they're able to peck at it and hunt at it during a time when they don't necessarily have that as an option because, let's face it, it's winter and there's not that much for them to hunt because there's not as many bugs out. The bugs are all, you know, hibernating. There's not so much, you know, green out there for them to peck at. So that's why I really like the MannaPro mealworm medley. I rely heavily on mealworms for my chickens. They love them, and it gives them like that little bit of extra spark, I find, because they are hunting something. I'm not sure what it is about mealworms, but there's something about it that my chickens just get all excited about. They hear the mealworms, they smell them, they are just all over. It's kind of insane. You definitely also want to get the hanging basket. And basically what that is it's a wire basket, a heavy-duty wire basket that lets you suspend the tree, obviously, so that your chickens can peck at it so it doesn't get dirty or, you know, whatever. So if you did want to go ahead and get the mealworm medley, go to thefrugalchicken.com/medley. That's M-E-D-L-E-Y. And for the hanging basket, you can go to thefrugalchicken.com/hanging basket. Now, you can make this at home, and on the blog, I have an article for making your own homemade coconut oil suet treats, and that's really good, obviously, because the coconut oil has a lot of healthy fats in it for them, and then you can go ahead and pick the ingredients you want in there. So you can put sunflower seeds in there, mealworms, the regular feed, corn, whatever works for you and your flock. So that's a really great option. And the URL for that article is thefrugalchicken.com/coconut oil. And this time of year in particular, you don't need to be worried about the coconut oil melting because in most areas of the country, it is pretty cold. Coconut oil has a 77 degree melting point. So you don't have to worry too much about it. And you can go ahead and put it in the hanging basket or make your own hanging basket. Maybe you are very crafty or you are good with skills like that. And you can go ahead and make your own hanging basket. But that is the way to make it at home. Now, the final product on our list, the final gift for your chickens on our list, is a treat dispenser. And these, if you haven't seen them, they work a little bit like Kongs for dogs in the sense that you can go ahead and put the treat in there and then your chickens are occupied by having to figure out how to get the treat out of there. And they get the instant reward, which is the treat. So once they figure out what it does, they're going to play with it a lot. Now, the URL to go ahead and get the one that I like is thefrugalchicken.com/treat dispenser. And you can buy the mass-produced product. You can buy one. And that's always a great option if you don't have a lot of time. Some people want to make their products and some people don't have a lot of time or they don't want to mess it up. So they go ahead and want to buy it. So going ahead and buying it is a really good option. Now, a really great product to use in your treat dispenser, what good is a treat dispenser if it doesn't have treats to dispense, right? I like MannaPro's Harvest Delight treats. What this is it's a loose treat. So it's comprised of different grains and there's dried carrots in there. There's all sorts of really, really healthy stuff that's great for your chickens. And the carrots, by the way, will help with those golden yolks because it has the beta carotenes in it. But I really like this product because, again, it's already pre-mixed for you. That your chickens are getting the right amount of nutrients with it. And obviously, this is not a replacement for the regular feed. It's a treat. So, use sparingly, so to speak, but, the food, when they are getting the treats, they're getting the best quality treats that they can get. So that's why I like that particular product. You can also put things like corn in there, especially if it's really cold where you're at. The Harvest Delight treats will help with that too, but corn in particular will help keep their energy up because there's a lot of digestible energy in there and it's a short burning energy. So you can put, corn in there, you can put mealworms in there. You could put, pretty much anything, oats, whatever sort of your heart desired. I would definitely stick with dry food. If you put let's say mashed potatoes in there or mashed sweet potatoes, it's going to be kind of gross very, very quickly. So I'd definitely stick with dry treats. But you can also easily make this at home with something like an old soda bottle or an old water bottle and just put certain holes in it and then go ahead and obviously put the treats in the top of it and then screw the top back on. And then, the chickens will try and go ahead and peck the treats out of the holes. So that's a very, very simple way to make it at home with products that you probably already have on hand, which is, water bottles and soda bottles. So that is the end of this week's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it and that it's given you some ideas of different things you can try to keep your chickens occupied during the winter. And at the same time, They make really great gifts for your chickens. And I hope by now you do see the value of having different things for your chickens to do while they're stuck in their coop all winter. Now, I do want to encourage you to go ahead and grab my book, Chickens Naturally Raising a Sustainable Flock. This is a 150-page ebook filled with ideas for making your own chicken feed. There's a baby chick growth chart, which will tell you week by week how to take care of your baby chicks come springtime. And that's a feature that a lot of people really love about it. And there's also 40 full color photos in there. Now you can go ahead and grab that book at thefrugalchicken.com/chickenbook. Thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.